AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's up to the jury now. Deliberations begin this morning in the Boston Marathon bombing trial, and there is little suspense. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers began his defense by telling the jurors that he did it. But legal experts say the defense is hoping to save Tsarnaev from execution by pinning most of the blame for the bombings on Tsarnaev's dead brother, Tamerlan. Our Denise Lavoy was in the courtroom as prosecutors drove home their argument that Johar Tsarnaev is a terrorist who wanted to punish the United States for wars in Muslim nations.
They said he had a message to send. He agreed with his brother. They both wanted to send a message to America that you will no longer terrorize us, we will terrorize you.
A stark admission from President Obama. The tentative nuclear deal with Iran would keep Tehran a year away from getting a nuclear weapon for at least 10 years. But after 13 years or more, the buffer period could shrink to almost nothing. The president tells NPR that the deal is worthwhile, even if the Iranian regime remains anti-American.
We want Iran not to have nuclear weapons precisely because we can't bank on the nature of the regime changing.
Republican Senator Rand Paul begins his run for the White House today with a rally in Louisville, Kentucky. Senator John McCain is announcing that he's running for re-election next year. He'll be 80 years old by Election Day and jokes that his Senate career is just getting started. And on the other side of the political aisle, we're hearing that Hillary Clinton will announce her intention to run for president sometime within the next 2 weeks. And in a contest of a different kind, it was Duke over Wisconsin last night, 68-63 for the NCAA men's basketball title. This is AP Radio News. Some activists in Ferguson, Missouri are hoping today's election will change things there. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Ferguson, Missouri voters go to the polls today to pick three members of city council. That's half the seats on council that are up for grabs. Tensions in Ferguson intensified after last summer's shooting death of an unarmed black 18-year-old by a white police officer. The officer was cleared of wrongdoing, but the Justice Department still blasted Ferguson for racial bias and profiling in the police department and the court system. Fallout from that report led to the resignation of the city manager, police chief, municipal judge, and two police officers. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Consumer advocates are blasting a new YouTube Kids mobile app as sneaky and unfair. Google introduced the app in February as a safer place for kids to explore videos, but the consumer activists are telling the government that the app is stuffed with ads and product placements. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.